When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, do we have a big, big treat for you. First thing, well, second thing, right off the bat in the Share Funny today. Hilariousness coming your way. But first, you need to know that Paul Davis Restoration is the sponsor of Share Funny. And we thank them very much for their partnership with us because, I mean, let's face it, there aren't a whole lot of people just lining up to say, I'm going to associate myself with that ace.
Oh, you know, okay, just that ace.
Yeah. And the rest of those yahoos except for TJ. But Paul Davis has taken that chance. So if something happens to your house, or somebody you know has something go on at their house that causes a lot of damage, then you get Paul Davis involved. They come and clean up your house, get it back to normal. They repair everything and have you living back the way you were as soon as they possibly can. Floods, fire, smoke, that kind of thing. That's what they do. So go to acetj.com/Paul Davis and remember Paul Lovett. Paul Lovett. Okay, so here we go. Right at you. Out of the starting blocks. It's Thursday. The One Star Strip Club reviews.
That's right. This is where we go across the country, visit real strip clubs, and read real one-star reviews from the internet. I have not altered these in any way. These are real. You can go verify them for yourself. And they are always fun. We will start in the strip club capital of the world, Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
Yes.
At a place called Beach Girls. Ben went to Beach Girls and left this one-star review. I wasn't let in by the doorman because I looked, quote-unquote, intoxicated. Shit, I was buzzed, but I wasn't, like, stumbling around or anything. He proceeded to physically push me out the door. When I tried to walk back in to talk to a manager and ask about my coat that I had left there last week, well, he didn't like it. I wasn't going to go silently when he kicked me out the first time, though. This place has piss-poor management and terrible workers. Roll the dice when you go to this place. You never know what will happen. So they physically pushed him out of the door.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going back in. I'm going to get my coat. I said, you look drunk. I wasn't drunk. I mean, I wasn't like stumbling. I was buzzed.
Unquote, I'm going to need my coat.
Intoxicated.
Where's my coat? Well, he didn't like that. No shit. They told you to get out.
Yeah. I ain't leaving without my coat.
That I'd left there last week. The Dollhouse, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You know that's going to be a good time. John left a one-star review. Good atmosphere, but I watched the amateur contest, and two of the girls were clearly dancers there. If you're into fat girls, this is the place to be. No one cheered for the bunch of huge, hideous girls, yet they won. It's great if you're looking to bring home a meth head. For everyone else, not so much. One star.
Well, which is it? Are they fat or are they meth heads?
Both.
Well,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah. But I didn't think you could be both.
Yeah, I mean, a fat man, that's unfortunate.
Yeah,
that's real bad.
Like a fat cokehead. I didn't even get skinny.
That's what would happen to me. I'd be the only person that doesn't lose weight on meth or coke.
Now you've got a drug problem and you're still fat?
Yeah.
That sucks. And he's upset that the amateur contest had real dancers in it. He's like, I was told they would be amateurs all night. They were clearly dancers.
And ringers. Don't they all have that though? If they have amateur night, don't they throw in some of the ringers, the regulars?
Yeah, because if four women or three women show up, they're like, "Well, I had two more and make it a full hour show."
Yeah,
not unusual.
Try to spice it up for the patrons a little.
Yeah. Then we can go to Virginia Beach, Virginia, at a place called Mermaid's Strip Club. Donnie left a one-star review. This place is usually decent, but tonight the DJ talked during literally every song. He couldn't go 30 seconds without stopping the music and going, "Hey, hey, hey," or some other bullshit like that. Totally ruined the vibe. And after 10 minutes, I had to leave.
God, I don't blame him on that one. That's probably one of the only one-star strip club reviews that I could get behind.
Hey,
do it, do it.
Yeah, like, let me listen to the song. Yeah. Like, let's hear the song.
I hate when the DJ tries to be the star.
Me too.
And I can easily see how that ruins the experience.
Like, yeah.
This guy's driving me crazy. I want him to shut up.
You're just vibing to the song, and all of a sudden he comes on. Yeah. Like, oh, come on, dude. Like,
yeah, none of these guys in there want to hear your voice. They want to watch these girls dance, and then, you know.
Now you
the only time they should hear you is when you say, you know, "Special K to the main stage." Exactly. That's all they need to hear.
Yeah, exactly. Your job is not to be the star.
No. Then we can go to the unicorn of strip clubs, the male strip club. This is called 50 Shades of Men. I mean, they realize.
How clever.
What did that brainstorming session look like?
Yeah.
What about 50 Shades of Men? Yeah.
There's like the little mountain town where my son goes to college.
Yeah.
There's an attorney that advertises on billboards, and his name doesn't even come close to rhyming with the name Saul. And he just says, "Better call Frank." That's what his billboard said. "Better call Frank."
I guess.
That's like this.
Yeah.
50 Shades of Men.
50 Shades of Man in Fresno, California. But this is more than just a regular strip club. They do shows like almost like Thunder Down Under kind of thing, you know? Chippendales style. And Ray went there recently and left this gem of a one-star review. "I give this place a big fat zero." "This was absolutely the worst strip club I have ever been to. The worst strip show ever. It didn't start until an hour and a half after it said it would. And the DJ was some nasty old man who was giving out gift certificates to the Outback." So cheesy and so terrible. I could not believe how awful this show was. I can't believe I spent $75 on that. God. Never again. One star.
But I wonder if Outback knew that they were giving away gift cards from Outback.
The first thought I had was Outback has no idea.
Those had to come from, like, he was at Walgreens and he saw the gift cards over there you could get, and he bought a bunch of Outback ones and said, "I'll give these away as prizes."
And what part of the show does that fit in? Like, what is the time when you go, "Okay, all right, we got a couple gift cards to Outback.
Get your tickets out."
Yeah.
It had to be a raffle, right?
When you get up and participate in the show, how they bring people up on stage, we'll give you a $25 Outback gift card.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Which I've never been to any shows like that, but anything like that I've ever seen, I don't think they bribe the audience with Outback gift cards.
Wow. Yeah, I've never heard them say, "Hey,
it didn't have to be your birthday. You get a $25 gift card at TGI Fridays. If you get up there right now, let them give you a whipping."
Outback is like, don't put us in there.
Don't
give our gift cards away.
You bunch of prostate drainers.
Wake up. I got some prizes. Shut up.
How about a nice juicy steak to go along with that hunk on stage? That beefcake on stage.
I'll make your onion bloom. Then we can go back to Myrtle Beach, because why not? We're at a place called Derriere's Gentleman's Club. A guy named Tom left a one-star review. "Horrible. I've seen the best of the best, and this ain't it. I'm pretty sure one of the dancers was in her first trimester. Even the bouncer was in disbelief at how big and round this girl's stomach was. Listen, my body ain't perfect, But if I'm paying to see someone else's, theirs better be damn near close.
There you go.
There's a pretty good point.
Yeah, I mean, you're not kidding.
I am paying.
You're not wrong, though.
Yeah, my body ain't perfect. Oh, but if I'm paying to see somebody else's, theirs better be damn near close. Thank you, Tom.
Mine ain't perfect, but nobody's paying to see it, neither. Exactly. I ain't charging nobody to look at it.
Exactly. In Myrtle Beach at Derriere's Gentlemen's Club. Love that one. Then we can go to St. Pompano Beach, Florida, at a place called Solid Gold. A guy named Todd, who also has an AKA next to his name. I'll give you that after the review. Wait, you got a little bit of time? You got anywhere to be? Just stick around for this one.
It's worth waiting for, apparently.
It's pretty good. Todd left this review. It is a nice club, but the reason I went is I read somewhere that they had a dungeon. I read it somewhere they had a dungeon. I get there, and I find out the dungeon is $1,200 for a half hour, plus whatever the girl charges. Then I got two quote-unquote friction dances for $35 a piece from one of the dancers. She then tried to talk me into getting a half hour VIP room with her, where she said she would F me. I asked how much, knowing that I would turn her down.
Oh,
right.
She tells me it's $100 for the room and $700 for her. I told her that was a bit out of my price range and just got the two friction dances. No other dancers came over to talk to me either time that I was there. This place is nothing but a scam. So he starts by saying, it's a nice club. Yeah. Ends the review by saying, this place is nothing but a scam.
There's no dungeon.
There is no dungeon. Well, there might have been. He just didn't go in there.
Yeah, there was one.
Yeah, $1,200.
$1,200 worth of a dungeon.
Yeah.
$1,200 plus what the girl charged. Yeah. At least.
Yeah.
For half an hour.
She said she would have me, and I did ask for the price, knowing that I would turn her down.
Yeah.
I'm sure you did.
I'm just out of curiosity.
Inquiring minds want to know
how much she thought of herself is what I was doing.
Yeah. Now, Todd, in his profile for the strip club review, he is standing outside of what appears to be a mobile home, which is nothing wrong with that, but he's got a hat on backwards, Oakley shades, and he said, you can just call me Master T. People call me Todd, you can call me Master T.
Name's Todd. You can call me Master T.
How about it?
AKA Master T.
That's what they call me, shit. Then we can wrap up in Cleveland, Ohio, at a place called the Lido Lounge. Hello, Lido Lounge. Dan left a 1-star review. On one hand, it's a total shit stain of a titty bar.
That's his opening sentence.
On one hand, it's a total shit stain of a titty bar and usually has girls that are not very attractive. On the other hand, this place seems to be where decent lookers go if they get fired from one of the classier establishments. There's a VIP area that seems to be open to pretty much anyone who feels like walking in. Enter at your own risk and just make sure you wash your hands when you leave. 1-star. So,
Better 1-star reviews ever. I mean, from the sounds like he's not opposed to the place at all.
Yeah, I mean, he's overall not happy because, I mean, he left a 1-star review.
Yeah.
But he can see both sides. He can see how there's potential to it. So, you know, those are the 1-star strip club reviews. Those were very good today.
Mm-hmm. My name Funny. Is Todd, but you can call me Master T.
Oh, you shitheads call me Master T. How about that? How about that?
All right, so we'll take a break and get a couple of friction dances.
Yeah.
And then be back in a second.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ace, and this sounds kind of weird to say, but tackling your stress can be stressful. I know, it just makes a bad situation worse. But there's something I found that has a team of dedicated coaches that give you a support system to help you along the way with handling your stress. That's Noom. Noom Mood. I got turned on to Noom through a friend of mine who was using their weight loss program and raved about it and talked about how great it is. And this stress relief program is fantastic. It's a journey to mental wellness one step at a time. Just kind of a guided approach that doesn't take hours out of your day. 10 minutes a day is all it takes. It's accessible. It's convenient. Again, just 10 minutes a day. You can do it whenever and wherever using their app. All you have to do to worry less and feel happier is sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. Try it out. You will love it. Noom.com/AceTJ.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Boom, 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 boom. Riggins, you reminded me when the one-star script club review that you did that was about the male script club where the men's are taking their clothes off and, you know, dangling for everyone's delight. I started watching last night. When I go to bed, I got to have something on the TV that will kind of lull me off. It can't be something really exciting, you know, like a movie that I'm into or anything. So that's when I'll usually pick one of the streaming services and go through the documentaries. One that always puts me to sleep within 15 minutes is that Octopus Teacher or whatever that one is.
It's a good one.
Never watched that yet.
The other night I was looking at the stuff available on HBO Max and I watched March of the Penguins for a little while and that put me out. You know, Morgan Freeman's voice. Yeah. But last night I picked one that was a little bit too interesting and it kept me up a little longer than I needed to be. But I haven't finished it because I did turn it off and then went to sleep. But it's about Heidi Fleiss, the Hollywood madam from the 90s that got busted. She was only 25. She was running this high profile, very wealthy prostitution ring. And the celebrities, like A-list celebrity men, would use her services and all of that. She's a very good businesswoman.
Oh, yeah.
So she's done her time in jail. She did all of that. You know, she'd been in prison and then she came out, she wrote a couple of books and she made a bunch of money back that she, you know, cause she was completely, you know, busted ass broke when she came out of prison. And the documentary doesn't go, it's not all about what happened to her as a madam in Hollywood. It's about her trying to build a new, part of her life to get, you know, business going and all. And she moved to a county in Vegas that allows brothels, that has legalized prostitution to open a brothel. But her brothel is going to be different. It's going to be men prostitutes. Hmm. And she keeps talking about for women to come and have the men, you know, take them to Pound Town. So, you know, without being too juvenile in my description. So she does the parts that I've seen so far. She's not talking about it being for gay men. She's talking about opening it and catering to women clients. Now, like I said, I haven't seen the end of it. And she's going through this application process that you have to go through in order to, the brothel committee has to agree to let you build the brothel in there. Hey, we don't want any riffraff trash coming in here building brothels that ain't on the up and up, you know. So she's got to go through that whole process. And I'm guessing that that's the, that gets shut down. Because I don't remember ever hearing that she opened a brothel with men prostitutes.
Yeah.
But I couldn't think of any woman that I know that would go to a male prostitute or go to a brothel.
I can't even.
Like they're in Vegas, whatever, and then you got to drive an hour out to where this legal place is just to get, you know, sex with a man prostitute. Would you, do you know anybody that would do that, Alexis? Would you do, first of all, would you do it?
No.
No.
And that's how I was thinking. I'm like, is she like her business run out? Like, that was the worst business decision ever.
And how many quality guys are you going to get to right. work that?
Yeah, I just.
And pay for it? Like.
I've seen that mm-hmm. same thing. It just doesn't seem as a business model to add up to any potential for success.
Right. And she's so good, though, a business minded person. Yeah. The way she started, you know, with the whole brothel thing at such an early age is because she started a babysitting service in her neighborhood when she was a little kid, and she was over all of the babysitters. Like, she recruited all these other girls her age to babysit for people, and then she would know the people and go, this couple is more strict about keeping the places, you know, clean and all that, so I'll put, you know, Hannah with them, and then I'll put Susan with this other family that's more into whatever. So,
like the babysitter's club.
Yeah.
That's exactly like the babysitter's club.
Yeah, she abandoned the plans. It was Heidi's stud farm.
Oh, well, don't tell me yet. I haven't seen it. I haven't finished it.
Well,
yeah,
this was years ago.
I didn't watch the end.
No, good. She did. She abandoned it because it looks like she didn't really have a good plan. She had one guy working for her that was homeless, and she brought him from L.A. to Nevada to help her put all this stuff together and everything.
Not to be the prostitute.
No. But she had planned on it being just like a really fancy, luxurious house that was designed like a cathedral, she said. Where you come in and you have the little area and then it splits off to the different rooms and all of that, but to be very luxurious. And I just don't see that being a thing.
I can only see it if the women, you know, don't really get to pick hot men to hook up with. So they would go here and be able to, like, get their dream man for a little bit. That's the only way that I can see it is if they're not unfortunate looking.
Yeah, same with how it is with so many men who are ugly, and then they get to go and they pick a... But
good-looking men go, too.
Right, but how many times have we ever seen a news story about a prostitution ring or one of these legalized brothels in Vegas? Or who was the Kardashian husband or whoever it was that
Lamar Odom
when they showed that place that they told how much he was spending to stay at that place and be with those women and all that, and how many thousands of dollars it cost. But then when they showed it, it looked like an old rundown, out of date, decorated, and the women looked like, you know, hookers, just trash. Would the men be the same way? Are you really going to get quality, hot looking, clean guys to say, yeah, I work at a brothel out in the middle of the desert?
Well, the Bunny Ranch, like the most popular one for women, you know, with the women escorts, they come in for weeks at a time. They don't, you know, so you might get, you know, stunners, but they're there for 2 weeks only.
How much is a stunner, you think?
How much would that cost
you to get a stunner?
I remember that show.
What is a stunner?
Yeah.
Is it? No, that's the shock.
That's the shock.
All right.
Oh.
Stone Cold Stunners.
I just remember when the Bunny Ranch documentary show was on HBO.
Yeah. Cat House or something?
Yeah. Watching it a couple times, and my first thought when I saw it was, oh, they're not nearly as attractive as I thought they would be.
Mm-hmm.
And then same thing TJ said. Oh, the place doesn't look as nice as I thought it would. Based on what you had heard through the years, you know.
You picture it looking like when you walk in, like a five-star hotel or something.
Yeah.
You know, like it's going to be just, or like the Playboy Mansion.
It's a couple of mobile homes put together, or temporary houses kind of put together.
Manufactured houses.
Yeah, kind of strung together in the desert with hallways built between them.
Portable school buildings.
Basically.
Exactly. Exactly. I wonder, I assume they get a lot of truckers.
Yeah, maybe.
I would think a large part of their clientele would be truckers. Well, truckers probably have money on them.
Yeah.
And they're out on the road, you know, by themselves, lonely.
But I mean,
passing through.
I don't know. I just wonder how many guys go in there and they start looking at the selection, and it's like if you walk into any store and you say, y'all are charging way too much for this cheap shit. it's not worth it.
Well, the most expensive one I remember during that show was this woman, Air Force Amy. Do you remember that name? Mm. And she was like a woman in her late 40s, maybe, like big, teased up blonde hair, like enormous boobs. And you're like, I don't, you know, how much is that worth?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
But if you're desperate and you're ugly, like Alexis was saying.
Yeah, then.
I mean,
maybe it is worth it.
Now,
but if you're desperate and ugly, but you have enough money to go and get what you want at a brothel, you could go get like a local
private in your home.
Yeah, or even like some of these places where you can pay the stripper to come home with you or whatever.
Yeah, I think
that would be better looking than some of these old whores.
No social skills, kind of things like that. I think it probably appeals to those people.
The flip side of that is, I remember a news report about Heidi Fleiss, and a woman came down to check the mail who apparently worked with Heidi Fleiss. Mm-hmm. And I think you and I might have been watching at the same time, TJ, and she was stunning.
Super hot.
Unbelievable. You're like, oh my gosh. Now, I don't know if that person was one of the girls.
Yeah, definitely not.
They didn't say if she was one of the employees, but apparently the reason that Heidi Fleiss was so successful was because these women were all like model attractive that she had, and she attracted a lot of powerful men as clients.
Mm-hmm.
But two totally different reactions. The first time you saw one of the Heidi Fleiss girls, you went, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She's beautiful. First time you saw one at the Buddy Ranch, you're like, oh, okay. They're going to charge that much?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the Bunny Ranch, you know, has a picture here that I'm looking at on the line of hookers for Hillary back during the 2016 election. And I mean,
hookers.
I mean, like $5 tops, maybe is what they I think they would be. I don't know. But then, what do you do?
What do you mean?
I mean, if you're a sensitive person at all, and you go in there and they line up and you say, "Here's what we have on duty tonight. What do you fellas want?"
You're already there.
Right. Are you going to say, how much for this one? And she's standing right there.
Yeah.
And they say, $500 for her. And you go, ooh, no thanks. That's too,
You go in with a price range. The madam or who the housekeeper, whatever they call that person, mm-hmm. aligns the women that are in your price range and says, pick any of them.
For some reason, I thought there was a menu.
Yeah, I guess it would be like that.
Like they have a drink at the bar, and I thought there was a menu that tells them like name and price or something like that.
The menu tells you the act.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I want, you know, straight lay. I mean, you know, or I want, if you want extras, like, you know, you want her to tie you up or whatever, that's going to raise the price. But I think they still have to show you, you know, and let you pick the woman.
They probably have it like a catalog, like on the iPad, pictures of the girls. So it's like Panera when you go in and you can see the pictures and you customize what you want.
But would that be good enough
you
for you?
Kiosk, you ordered it. Yeah, like, what's the total?
Wouldn't you have to see them in person then to make sure that they look like their picture before you agreed to pay that much money?
Well, I remember they would bring them out and line them up.
Mm. And then with the men, especially, I would think the women would be like, okay, now this is something that is not, you know, normal. This is a special event, and I'm not just going to let, you know, some guy that I don't think is pretty much perfect have me in this situation. I'm not going to pay to have some guy that I don't think looks great.
Wow. Yeah.
But that feeling of no thanks and then, you know, no deal. You know, like my wife is at the, you know, the straw market in Jamaica. No deal.
No deal.
And then just,
well, it's like
I woman wait for y'all in the car.
It's a woman walking up to you for a lap dance and you just tell her no. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
You want a lap dance, baby? No, I'm good.
But you weren't in the market for one to begin with. You know, you go into, but you may just be in there to watch the strippers on the stage or whatever, and say, no, I don't need a lap. But if you went in there and you said, hey, I'm in the market for a lap dance or friction dance, ASAP, and then they start coming up and you say, no, I don't want you. How much for you? No, that's too much.
I would think it'd be harder for the guys that are the escorts. Like, this is ugly, you know, if it was like an ugly woman, I'm like, she don't want me? And like, do they get to see the, you know, the package?
And then does he turn into at that point, does he turn into your regular guy who gets turned down in a bar? Oh, I'm sorry. You're too good for me today with your ugly ass?
Yeah. You know, I just think that's why men or women, it stands true that hookers ain't got no feelings.
Right.
They can't. You can't be a good, successful prostitute if you be catching feelings.
Yep.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
All right, so guys, you're going to be in your swimsuits. If you aren't already on the weekends out there doing your thing, and you know, you got to get that bikini area tidied up. Ugh. You don't want to see it hanging out of your board shorts.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
So good.
I know, that's right. That's why you need the Manscaped. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Now, before we tell you what all is in the Manscaped Package 4.0, Tech D Rob came in here today feeling like a real man for the first time in his life. Because he trimmed up his beard, he shaved around his beard, made the beard line with that safety razor that Manscaped sent him the other day. With just that one razor blade, like old school, real man shave.
Yeah, the cheek lines are looking sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Rob said got them cheek lines looking sharp today.
Oh, he does. He does. But if you order that Performance Package 4.0, this would be the perfect gift for Mother's Day for the man in the family. Why he can't have something for Mother's Day? Actually, it'd be a gift for Mom.
It's going to be a gift for Mom.
To say, hey, just clean it up.
Yeah.
Clean it up.
Everything is in good shape and smelling good.
So you get the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. That's the advanced skin-safe technology. The Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. The deodorant for down there. The Reviver toner for down there. The Performance boxer briefs, which are fantastic. You get them draws. And the travel bag. That all of that is. I have so many of those things.
I love
those
that travel bag.
I love them, love them, love them. I like the one I keep my medicine in.
Yeah, the body wash is great. The deodorant's really good.
So if you want that performance package 4.0, go to acetj.com and use the promo code. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code acetj. That'll get you 20% off and free shipping.
There was a lady that said she used our code the other day to upgrade, and her husband was thrilled.
Oh, nice. And I saw some of this stuff in the store the other day, and you get a better deal when you're ordering it from us.
Oh, yeah.
So manscaped.com, promo code ACETJ, 20% off and free shipping. It's great. Great.
It's really good stuff.
Tech D Rob. He's 34 or 35?
36.
36, okay. Mm-hmm. And then the first time you ever felt like a man.
For sure.
That is great.
I usually use like 5 razors. It's just too much.
Mm-hmm.
You had to take off your Iron Man helmet to do that?
And his Hulk hand.
No, there's a little place in the Hulk hand that can hold the razor, okay?
This is Mickey Mouse gloves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a man.
Ace, Riggins, did your dad ever take you to work with him?
Yeah, one time when I was really young, but I don't know if it was for a take your son and daughter to work day. I think maybe my mom was sick or something, because I can't imagine he would be in for this kind of nonsense.
Ace, I know your dad, you were working with him all the time.
Yeah,
when he was running the mobile home lot, the whole thing. I went with my dad a lot to work. Not when he was, full-time military, but they kind of frown on that. You show up at the base dragging your kid along with you. Yeah, my son's here.
Why was he bringing you?
Sometimes it would be because we had the day off from school and I just wanted to go, and because my mom was off too. She was a teacher, so
you don't want to stay home.
Well, it just it seemed like something fun I could do.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It never was. Never was fun.
Didn't your dad involve you in work a lot, though? He'd call you, like, hey, I need you to go find this and look up and read this to me or something
like that. Right. He was a recruiter for the military, and he would go over to somebody's house that he had to have paperwork and stuff for, and he would realize that he had forgotten his paperwork at the house, and so he would call me to go look in his briefcase and read off this section to that section. And then that's how I learned the alphabet, the military alphabet, is having to do that. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Foxtrot, Echo, Foxtrot.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time as a kid, a lot of time at the mobile home dealership.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just hanging out. There were always cars. There were always people to talk to around there. I had the run of the place. I had plenty of room in the back to play. So I'd get out there and kick football around or, mow the yard, whatever needed to be done. I'd help lock the doors and just that kind of stuff.
Interact with a diverse group of people and learn from all kinds of walks of life. Yeah.
Went to 1 year at the annual mobile home show at the Rapides Paris Coliseum. Mm-hmm. Went with my dad. I think I was 8 or 9. He said, hey, if one of these people buys a house that you want to start showing this, I think it'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a good idea. Yeah. Who's the 9-year-old kid that showed everybody the mobile home? I said, well, show me what to tell him. And he showed me. And I remember one of the features was in one of the bathrooms in the master bath, the way the mirrors were set up. Feature for the ladies, you could show them how when they open one of the side doors, the mirror allowed you to see the back of your hair. And boy, when a 9-year-old kid shows you that, you remember that. And he told me, somebody buys one, I'll pay you $100. And I was like, awesome.
Yeah,
I got screwed in that deal because the regular commission was like 15% of a mobile home.
Yeah, sure, take a look at that.
I remember two people did. He paid me $100, and I pointed out to him, you said two people. And he's like, well, if I said if one person did it, I'd pay you $100.
Yeah.
So one person did. And I finally complained enough that he gave it. Here's $200. And in hindsight, you look back and realize, like, I saved you thousands of dollars on that deal. You know, give me the $200.
So here, ladies, you can turn the mirror this way, see the back of your hair. So now you can see what your husband sees when y'all are getting hot and heavy.
Yeah, when you're pounding it out.
Not what I said. That's what I gave him.
So after y'all get through, you don't want that hair you're in the back to look like it's been in somebody's fist. You can pick it out.
You know what I'm talking about?
You don't want that.
I know what I'm talking about, ladies. You don't want that just
laid look. They come in the door.
Hey, how are you? Welcome, Scanna Mobile Homes. Can I give you a tour? Would you like to see? This is a 14 by 80 Ridgecrest. Mm-hmm. 3 bedroom, 2 bath.
And the mobile home's rocking. Don't come a knocking. We'll set it up real sturdy for you.
You can fit a waterbed in here.
It does include tie downs. Yeah. We've got all appliances are included. If you don't have appliances of your own, we'll take care of that for you. Now, the furniture you see here is just for show, but if you need furniture, we can take care of that for you as well.
But, I was laying it on, boy.
You throw an extra $100 in right now, and I'll let you take this furniture for a ride. I'll go out and give y'all some privacy.
Yeah, call me if you need me. All right, I'll be right out here.
But yeah, today is take your daughter or son or grandson or whatever to work. Take your kids to work day. But 65% of people said that they think it's cool to take friends or the whole family along on a business trip.
Oh, yeah, right.
Now,
it's not.
Your dad, Riggins, traveled a lot with his job. And he would go to Germany and all kinds of places like that.
Yeah.
But he never said, why don't y'all go with me, did he?
He took me on 2 trips.
Really?
Yeah, with him.
To Germany?
New York and Chicago.
Okay.
But never the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a couple of marathons.
Right.
But that was it.
So, Ace and I have had to travel and do, you know, conferences and things like that through the years. We don't do it anymore, hardly. But it was one of those situations where our wives would only say they wanted to go is if it was somewhere cool,
yeah,
that they liked. My wife would just be like demanding it. You know, we were going to a conference in Northern California, the wine country area. And as soon as I told her that's where the conference was that year, well, I'm going to that.
I bet you
I'm going.
Yeah. That's the only one I can think of. When it was, none of those in Atlanta.
No.
None in Chicago.
There was one in Nashville. Yeah, that they wanted to go to.
I'm going to that.
Yeah, I'm going to that one.
Yeah, I bet you are to Napa Valley.
Yeah, and then the last the last time I went to one of those, it was in Atlanta. And Amanda and I were dating, and she went because we ended up hanging out, staying an extra night because it ended on Saturday morning, and we just I just blew off Saturday. We went to the Braves game and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and the one in Nashville that that Jody came to. She actually brought the kids with her.
Yeah,
and they did Nashville vacation type stuff, and. And then I came back with them. We may have been going on vacation after that. They were going to go to this conference, and then we'll be on vacation for a week. And that just happened to be one of the DJ conferences where one of the morning guys from another market attempted suicide in the hotel.
That'll put a damper on things.
Yeah.
It will create a buzz in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
He attempted it?
Yeah.
Was not successful?
No.
Thank God.
Because... I think he just tried to take a fistful of over-the-counter medication, like Mylanta or something. I'm ODing.
That's not how that works.
But I think it was Tylenol.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
A few minutes ago, during one of our breaks from the action, Riggins handed his vapor inhaler to Alexis, and were y'all sharing an inhaler? Is that something that you borrow from somebody? And you know, it goes in your nose, and then you do that.
Goes on. It doesn't go.
Yeah, I didn't put it in my nose. I just put it at the very opening. And I mean, well, so what? We share germs all the time. It's fine.
Oh, I stick my. Y'all don't put it in your nose?
Ace is touching his brain with him.
I think my nose would be too small to push it in there.
And it's got hardware in it wouldn't let it go.
Ace is jamming.
Yeah, I like it. Because I get it into my head.
So, is that, like, are you more willing to share the thing that goes in your nose with somebody else or chapstick?
I don't know. I'd probably be more sketched out by chapstick.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know. I don't know why.
I would still be like, here's my chapstick.
Yeah, we shared a burger the other day. Yeah, we did. I didn't even think twice about it.
Basically the same thing.
Right. But switching nose germs is...
My nose germs are healthy.
I think that's a different level.
Maybe. I got good nose germs.
Maybe it's just my nose germs with me. Like the sharing nose germs and ear germs. Like if you put somebody's earbuds in, you know.
I wouldn't borrow a Q-tip.
But
no, I'm talking about the... earbuds.
I've never thought about earbuds. I mean, unless like I grab them and you could see earwax on them. But other than that, I just put it in. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not freaked out by that.
No. Well, it's good to know. I work with disgusting people.
You do.
Ugh.
Maybe.
And maybe the ear thing is, I'm more sensitive to that or more freaked out by that because, you know, my ears are always wet.
Ew, why are your ears wet?
Yeah, that's an odd thing to hear someone say,
that's
isn't
disgusting.
It?
Disgusting.
No,
it's wet.
My ears are just
so wet.
So wet.
Yeah. But the doctor told me that's better than, because that way the wax is not building up in there and hardening and, you know.
What do you mean, TJ, your ears are always wet?
Got moisture.
So it's like when when you get out of the shower, you know, if you don't use a Q-tip to dry your ears and you have the water in your ears.
Yeah.
That's kind of what mine feel like all the time. Even when I... You know, first get out of the shower, first use a Q-tip. I can still take my finger and move it around my ear hole and hear water sloshing, like way down in there.
That's weird.
You got deep ear canals. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your ear canal's wet.
I know.
Well, my dad's two jobs in the house when dealing with me and my brothers was to do our hair for church and then clean our ears for some reason. So he would put us on the fireplace, and then he would go get a bunch of Q-tips, run them under the sink, and then put it in our ears. So it would be a wet Q-tip.
Oh, God.
And that was like his two big jobs. And each time we were sat on the fireplace and we just kind of waited in line, just jamming and touch your brain.
I was going to say, was the ear part as difficult and as painful as you've said the hair part was? Because you said with the hair, he would hold your face and
hold the cheeks and then take a wet comb and put some, what do you call, dippy-doo. Let me get the dippy-doo. put the dippy do on the comb, grab our face like by the cheeks, and just drag like he was aerating soil, just dragging across our little baby scalps. With this, you know, just single tooth comb.
Yeah.
Just, and we go, Dad, it hurts. And shut up.
One of those old timey plastic ones that has the pointy ends. Funny. Yeah.
And was it really the brand Dippity Doo, or was it just like a hair gel of some sort?
Yeah,
because Dippity Doo was the first hair gel that old women used to use when they would have their hair rolled and stuff.
I just thought
like you would put the Dippity Doo on these little pieces of paper. On clumps of hair, you put the dippity doo on there, and then roll it in a brush roller, and stick the little pin thing through it.
Yeah, I think
it was called dippity doo.
Dippity. Okay, that's where he got it from. But no, he would just say dippy doo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm assuming it was just some hair gel or something that my mom had bought.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, drag and it, and we have pictures from that, and our hair would just be plastered to our little baby heads and just red because he just dragged that comb over. My dad, it hurts.
But I'm surprised that your dad, he seemed like he would be one of the types of dads that would just buzz y'all's hair off. All the
time. Yeah, he would do that too. Summertime, summer cuts, he would cut our hair, but
just cut it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost, I thought Miss Vicky was going to cry yesterday when she cut my hair, and I said, I think I'm just going to do it for the rest of the summer because I'm going to keep it buzzed down low, really low. And she was like, well, are you just trying to not want to come see me? And I said, no, I'll come see you. But
yeah, that's tough.
Mm-hmm. Bless her heart. I mean, I'd be the same way if I wasn't going to get to see me as often.
I knew that was going to be the next thing that he said.
Mm-hmm. You get it.
Yeah.
You sympathize.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of her.
You sound like
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.